Good evening and welcome to the Hound Pound here in Maryville at Maryville High School. We now shift over to the boys' basketball game. The boys facing the South Harrison Bulldogs. Also, the Spoofound girls' team, though, looking back on that game, the girls won a wild overtime game. 63-56 was the final in overtime. Chantley Price once again had a game high 20 points. And so that is one way to get a win. Once again, I am Craig Mald, joined along by Jackson Phelps. Jackson, that was a wild one in the last game.
You know, it was, Craig. You know, I got the very good opportunity to be able to call that game and just call the ending. One of the better games that I've ever called in basketball. You know, just really high, intense. And, you know, if you're a basketball fan like myself, those are the kind of games you just love to watch. Good, great finishes. Always comes down to the free throw stripe. And it's just always a good time, you know, always here at the Hound Pound. And so, you know, this place always gets rocking at the end of the game. And what a better way to end it, you know, getting their first win of the season, you know. It was awesome. It was a great game.
Now the boys got to be motivated after watching the finish to that the girls' game. Shifting over to the boys' game here, taking a look at the Spoofhounds. The Spoofhounds have won three straight. They won the Savannah Invitational, the game against Kearney, 62-47 was their last game. They also won games against Platt County, 66-53 in the Savannah Invitational, and also to South Harrison, 100-36. This Maryville Spoofhound team looking good to start the season, 3-0, looking to go to 4-0.
Yeah.
How did they do it tonight, Jackson?
You know, I think they're going to do it tonight. You know, I was able to call that Platt County game at the Savannah Invitational, just watching them. They're a very young team, you know. They have a couple seniors on the team like Delton Davis and Derek Quinlan, you know. These guys, you've heard us talk about them on the football field, but out here on the basketball court, they're doing the same thing, you know. They're leading them. They're, you know, moving the ball really well. This team is very fast, you know. They have a lot of good vertical and athleticism. And I think if you're asking me, that could be what's going to get them the upper hand in this game is just their pure athleticism. These guys are, you know, just very quick. They can shoot the ball. They can move inside. They can also dunk a little bit too, yeah. Craig. You might get a couple flashy dunks.
Yeah, we might. Derek Quinlan, he has had a great start to the season also. Delton Davis and also Peyton McCollum. He's had a great start to the season as well.
Both McCollum brothers. You know, one's a junior, one's a freshman. Don't underestimate that little guy out there. He can shoot the ball lights out. These two are two of my favorite people to watch because their chemistry with each other, they've been playing with each other for years. And so bringing it out here on the high school game, it's just really fun to watch. And looks like we're going to be getting it right into starting lineups.
Yep, getting into starting lineups. Taking a look at South Harrisonville real quickly before we go to starting lineups. The South Harrison Bulldogs, they have a young team as well. They only have a couple of seniors and one junior on their team. So just, they have not found they have found one win to start the season, and then they've had four straight losses, so they come in with a record of 1-4. Yep. South Harrison, the Bulldogs, this is a game that you can really learn from in this one.
You know, definitely, you know, coming in here with a, you know, predominantly, you know, younger team, you know, going up against a team like Maryville who is predominantly led by seniors and juniors, it's going to be tough for South Harrison to compete with that because these guys, you know, they have more experience and they have more, you know, just stuff under their belt. You know, they have been put in games like this. And I think it's going to be a good competition for Maryville and for South Harrison.
Yep, and for starting lineups here, real quickly, the South Harrison starting lineups have already been announced. Levi McDaniel will start it out, the sophomore. Then Braxton Booth, the 5'7 senior for South Harrison. Jet Cordett, the sophomore. And then Isaac Williams, the senior. And then Cooper Johnson, the 6-foot junior.
Yep. And on the Maryville side, we're going to have Derek Quinlan and Delton Davis at the guard spots, along with Peyton McCollum, Titus McKim, and Colson Freeman to start this game out for Maryville.
Getting ready to tip this game off here from Maryville High School. Once again, the boys come in with a record of 3-0. And South Harrison looking to get back into the win column at 1-4. We're about ready. And the ball is tipped, and we are won by Maryville. It's McCollum, has it, takes it at the court, top of the key, drives over to the right block, layup, good.
Peyton McCollum made that look really easy, goes off the layup and goes inside for a tough layup. No one was there to guard him, easy two.
Now here, South Harrison, it's Braxton Booth. Kicks it over to Johnson, Johnson top of the key, kicks it over to the right wing. Over top of the key to Williams. Williams takes a shot, no good from three. And there'll be a foul on the Spoofhounds.
It looks like Delton Davis was just getting a little bit too fancy there on the inbound, so he just kind of got a little bit over top of the ball.
South Harrison and down right in front of us. Williams with it top of the key. Kicks it over to McDaniel. Gets it stolen away by Quinlan. Quinlan with a right-handed layup, and it's good. And it's a 4-0 Spoofhounds to start this game.
You know, off that play, Derek Quinlan made that look easy. He read that offense so well, got in the middle of the passing lane, and took it in for a tough two.
Here on the other end, Delton Davis will inbound here for the Spoofhounds as the ball landed out of the bounds. South Harrisonville. South Harrison couldn't control it. Delton Davis with it. Kicks it over to Peyton McCollum. Peyton McCollum has it. Takes a long two, and it's no good. Just right up the rim. Rebounded by South Harrison. Over the pointer. Pointer. Top of the key. Over to McCollum. Over to Cornette. Now Quinlan has it for the Spoofhounds. Spoofhounds with it over to Peyton McCollum. McCollum with a three, and it will fall down. It's 7-0 Spoofhounds.
Peyton McCollum with a nice three off of a great pass by Derek Quinlan to set that offense up. 7-0 lead here for the Spoofhounds.
And South Harrison almost loses it as it's Cooper Johnson, who was right up against Delton Davis. A foul was called.
Looks like he went over that line there after trying to go for that
yep,
ball.
Yep, that's what it was. Peyton McCollum will dribble it down the court. Takes it over to the right wing. It's Quinlan from the top of the key. No good from three. Almost lands out of bounds. Peyton McCollum with it. Over to Davis. Davis with it. Over on the left wing. Over to Freeman. His layup no good, but it was McKinn.
Titus McKinn with a nice two there.
Now it's South Harrison with it. Loses it out of bounds. Peyton McCollum tried to save it from going out of bounds. It'll stay South Harrison ball here. Booth will inbound for the Bulldogs. Over to the right wing. It's Booth. Booth drives into the paint. And stolen away by the Spoofhounds. Freeman takes it up over the McCollum, over the Quinlan. Quinlan in the left corner. Takes a long two. And his two is good. And the Spoofhounds have an 11-0 lead with 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Derek Quinlan just toying with his man there.
Booth with it. Over to Johnson. Over to Cornette. Cornette, top of the key. Over to Williams. To McDaniel. Over to Johnson. Johnson tries a layup, and it just rolls off the rim. Rebounded by McCollum. McCollum has it. His layup no good, but Delton Davis was able to get it on the second try.
Delton Davis making it easy with the rebound and a nice bucket to give them a 13-0 lead here.
So it's now 13-0 Spoofhounds. We will take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on the Bearcat Public Media app with more Spoofhound basketball.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Back here at the Hound Pound, it's the Spoof Hounds with a layup by McKinn. It just rolls off the rim. No good. South Harrisonville. South Harrison on the other end with a no good layup. Rebounded by McCollum over to Quinlan. Quinlan will slow things down up against Booth. Quinlan dribbles over to the right corner, over to the right block. Tried to kick it out to Vertaler. It's 13-0 Spoof Hounds with 4 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. As there was a foul on the Spoof Hounds, it will go back to South Harrison. Cornett with it, dribbles down the court, top of the key. Over to Johnson. Kicks over to Williams. Tried to pass over the Booth, and it will land in the student section.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it will go back to the Spoof Hounds. Spoof Hounds up 13-0. McCollum dribbles down the court, top of the key, dribbles over into the left block, kicks it out to Vertaler, over to Delton Davis, over to McCollum. McCollum with a three from the left corner, and it is good.
Peyton McCollum, nice corner three off a nice pass by Vertaler.
So it's now 16-0, Spoof Hounds. South Harrison with it. The Bulldogs. Booth with a layup, and it is good. Gets the first points for the Bulldogs. 16-2, our score. Peyton McCollum dribbles over to Quinlan in the corner, and from the left corner, it's Quinlan for three.
Maryville just making it rain under the three-point range there. Derek Quinlan with the second straight three.
Booth with it, over, kicks it over to McDaniel for the Bulldogs. Over the, and from three, Williams, his three is rolls right off the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Spoof Hounds. Delton Davis here over on the other side. His layup is no good. Booth with the rebound for the Bulldogs. He drives into the paint. Layup no good. McCollum with the rebound over to Davis. And his layup is good for the Spoof Hounds. It's 21-2. With 2:18 left to go in the first quarter. Spoof Hounds up. South Harrison with it. Passes inside to Williams, and his layup just rolls right off the rim. Back to the Spoof Hounds, and Quinlan over on the other end. An easy layup for Quinlan, 24-2.
Derek Quinlan, a nice catch there. Looks like rolls reversed. Delton Davis throwing a nice dime to Derek Quinlan.
Booth with it. Passes over to McDaniel. Back over to Booth. Booth passes over to Cornett. Cornett up against Quinlan. Tried to pass it over to Williams, and Tate McCollum steals it away. The freshman kicks it over to Quinlan. Three-pointer, good, in the left corner.
Derek Quinlan is third straight three of the game.
27-2 with under 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Layup for South Harrison is good. It's Cornett here over on the other end. McCollum over to Tate McCollum. His three-pointer, it bounces off the rim. Rebounded by Vertaler. Vertaler will take a three from the left corner, and it is good for the Spoof Hounds. It's just raining threes here in Maryville. It's 30-4 in the first quarter.
Lucas Vertaler getting it done on the football field and the basketball court with that three.
Booth with it. Up against Vertaler. Now it's McDaniel. McDaniel over here on the left wing. Kicks over to the left corner to Booth. Over to the left block. Kicks it out to McDaniel, and his three-point shot is no good. Quinlan with the rebound. Quinlan takes up the court and tried to pass it to Tate McCollum, and it will go out of bounds. We'll go back to South Harrison here with 35.6 remaining in the first quarter.
Big substitution here for Mary, but we have Dawson Coots, Weston Talley, Miles Pointer checking in for the Hounds.
A three-pointer for the Bulldogs, top of the key. It is Isaac Williams. And it's 29-7 now, our score. Spoofhounds lead. Vertaler, top of the key, kicks over to McCollum. Tate McCollum with it over on the left wing. And his three-point shot, Vertaler from the right corner, his shot is no good. And that will expire the first quarter. It's a dominant first quarter for the Spoofhounds. 29-7, our score. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Spoofhound basketball here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for Spoofhound football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Back here at the Hound Pound, it's the Spoofhounds with the lead 29-7, has South Harrison with the basketball. Taggart kicks it over to Cornette. Cornette over to Booth. Booth top of the key. Kicks it over into the left corner, the right left corner. To Booth. Booth drives over to the free throw line, kicks out to the right corner. Back over to Booth in the right wing, and his three-point shot short. Rebounded by Couts for the Spoofhounds. Passes over to McCollum. Tate McCollum dribbling up the court. Top of the key. His three-point shot, it rolls off the rim. No good. South Harrison with the rebound. It's McDaniel. McDaniel drives into the paint. Step back two is no good. Rolls off the rim. McCollum up the court. And Talley tried to go for a shot. No good. Back over to South Harrison. A three-point shot is good from the right corner for Jet Cornette.
First three of the game for South Harrison. Feels pretty good.
29-10 now our score. Spoofhounds leads. 6:30 left to go in the second quarter. Vertaler with it. Drives over to the left block. His layup no good. Rebounded by Taggart. Taggart dribbles up the court past the timeline. Kicks it over to Williams, and his three-point shot from the right corner no is good. So South Harrison trying to inch back into this game as they had a slow start in the first quarter, 29-7 in the first quarter, but now it's 29-13. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Spoofhound basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofhound football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Back here at the Hound Pound, the Spoofhounds lead 29-13. Spoofhounds with it. McCollum for three from the left wing, and it is good. McCollum, Tate McCollum, the freshman, has a three-point shot. 32-13, now our score, Spoofhounds lead.
What I say about Tate, don't doubt that small body of his. He's going to shoot the lights out of this team.
Booth tried to pass it over, and it got taken away by Weston Talley for the Spoofhounds over to McCollum. Talley over to Poynter, and Poynter has a two-point shot, a layup, 34-13. Now a stolen pass by McCollum. McCollum tried to go for a layup, and that's no good. Cornette has it. Passes over to Templeton. Booth for the Bulldogs. Try to drive over to that left block, and the ball falls out of bounds. It will stay with South Harrison. Yet Cornette will inbound right in front of us. Over to Booth. Booth to Cornette. Cornette, top of the key. Dribbles over to the right wing. Passes over to Isaac Williams. And Williams, his shot no good. Rebounded by the Spoofhounds. McCollum. Peyton McCollum has it on the right wing. Kicks it over to McKim. To Davis. Back over to Quinlan. Quinlan, top of the key for three. Good look, no good. Rebounded. And the layup is good. It's Peyton McCollum. Here on the other end, it's Templeton over to Booth. Booth has it over to Williams, and Williams' layup is good. 36-15, our score now, with 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Peyton McCollum with it for the Spoofhounds, top of the key, kicks it out over to Quinlan in the left corner, kicks it back out to Peyton McCollum on the left wing, and it is good! And it's 39-15. Booth dribbles up the court for South Harrison. Over to Templeton. And a foul on the play by the Spoofhounds.
The Spoofhounds team right here, the starting five with Quinlan, Freeman, McCollum, Delton, and McKim. Very good team composure and chemistry. It's why they're getting points on the board so fast.
Cornette passes over to Booth. Over to Templeton. Over to Booth. Over to Taggart. Taggart up against two Spoofhounds. It's stolen away by Delton Davis. Delton Davis dribbles up the court. Official stops the play. And it'll go back to South Harrison. Booth will inbound at midcourt. Booth, pass over to Taggart. And there'll be an offensive foul on the South Harrison Bulldogs. And it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. 3:16 remaining here in the second quarter. 39-15, our score. Spoofhounds lead. Peyton McCollum has it top of the key. Kicks it over to Quinlan in the right wing. Now over into the right corner. Delton Davis now on the right block, and his layup no good. Rolls off the rim. South Harrison. Cornette. Cornette, top of the key, up against Quinlan. Kicks over to Booth. Booth drives his pull-up two, no good. Rebounded by the Spoofhounds. McCollum takes up the court. Throws it up to Quinlan. It just rolls off the rim. And there will be a foul on the Spoofhounds. It'll go back to South Harrison, but that was a great play there by Peyton McCollum, tried to lay it on up to Quinlan.
I thought it was going to be a successful alley-oop dunk. You know, when he went up like that and it missed the basket, I was like, oh my goodness, they're about to, you know, slam this thing down.
Cornette passes over to McDaniel. McDaniel, top of the key. Over to Williams. Williams. And try to pass it out at the three-point line to Cornette. And it'll land out of bounds. Back to the Spoofhounds. Over here on the other end, Vertoller, as Quinlan tried to inbound and throw it on up to Vertoller. His layup no good. Here, stolen by Quinlan, and his layup is good. The Spoofhounds are just getting some easy shots here in this first half. 41-15, our score. The Spoofhounds are rolling away with it here in the first half. 2 minutes left to go. 41-15 at Spoofhounds. We'll be right back with more Spoofhound basketball here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments, coordinating the Affordable Connectivity Program to help those struggling to afford internet service at home. Joy can help at 660-582-5121, extension 1. Marketing assistance from the FCC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Back here in Maryville, the Spoofhounds lead 41-15 with 1 minute 50 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The South Harrison Bulldogs with it. Booth has it, top of the key. Up against Vertoller. Kicks it over to Johnson. Back over to Templeton, over to Cornette. Cornette takes it at the free throw line. His shot is no good, but he will be, it'll be called for an offensive foul. Foul on South Harrison. We'll go back to the Spoofhounds here with a minute 29. Quinlan passes into McCollum. McCollum takes it up the court for the Spoofhounds. Over to Vertoller. Vertoller at the right wing, kicks it over to McCollum in the left corner. Across the court to Quinlan. Passes over to Davis. Davis, his layup no good. A scramble for the ball, and South Harrison able to control it. Booth with it for these Bulldogs, and it will fall out of bounds over here on our end. And we'll go back to the Spoofhounds as we have under a minute left to go in the second quarter. Spoofhounds lead 41-15. Dilton Davis dribbles down the court. Davis, top of the key, kicks it over to Quinlan on the right wing. Kicks it over to Vertoller in the left corner. His three, no good. Bounces off the rim. Rebounded by Cornette for the Bulldogs. Cornette dribbles up the court. Over to Booth. Booth, top of the key. Kicks it over to Cornette in the corner. And his three is good.
Cornette has been the scoring leader this, you know, this first half for South Harrison. Keep giving him the ball.
41-18. Now our score with under with 15 seconds remaining. McCollum has it over to Vertoller. Vertoller in the left corner. Dribbles over the left wing. Quinlan now has it in the left wing. Over to Vertoller in the corner, and his three is short, bounces off the front of the rim. And that will expire the second quarter here from Maryville High School. 41-18, our score, as we will send it to halftime here. We will have more on our halftime report coming up here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Welcome back into the Hound Pound as the Spoof Hounds lead 41-18 here in the second game. It's been all the Spoof Hounds here. Quinlan has had 14 points so far in junior guard. Peyton McCollum has had 13 points in this one. It's been Peyton McCollum and Derek Quinlan in this one. We're used to seeing Derek Quinlan out on the football field, but now we get to see him here out here at the out here playing basketball. It's been a fun one so far, and we had a fun one in the girls game as well. Just thoughts here, Jackson, on the first half.
Maryville's been controlling themselves pretty good, and you know, I think they, you know, have definitely found their persons, you know, for, you know, just trying to find the basket with, you know, guys like Derek Quinlan, you know, Peyton McCollum, you know, they even threw the ball to Lucas Viertaler, and he got a couple buckets in there, you know. They've been rotating a lot of guys in and out, and, you know, I just think that I think they're doing everything right now, and especially on defense, they're getting turnovers, getting good rebounds, and they're just spreading the ball out. So
also, you talked about Tate McCollum during the pregame. He's had a pretty good night as well, too, from the three-point line.
Yes, you know, this team, you know, I think they're, instead of just trying to be really flashy and stuff, they're sticking to the basics, but they're still scoring a lot. So I have no doubt that in the second half we're going to get the same thing. And, you know, I think Maryville definitely has the upper hand and the momentum shifted completely towards their way, Craig. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think Maryville has the best shot at winning this game.
Yeah, 41-18 our score. South Harrisonville looking to get back into it here. If you take a look at this game, South Harrisonville, if they don't come up with a win here tonight, still a really good learning lesson here. And against Maryville, a really good Maryville team, and a lot, you can learn a lot from this one going into the rest of the season, still early on.
Yeah, definitely. No, just because of how early it is, you know, Maryville's undefeated, looking to become 4-0 here. But, you know, just because it's early on doesn't mean, you know, you got to, you know, take the foot off the gas a little bit, give these guys a little bit of a rest, because, you know, you're throwing all these guys out there pretty fast, pretty hard. But yeah, I think Maryville definitely does a really good job of keeping their guys composed, you know, not letting fatigue get to them. So Starting out early, I think Maryville looks really good. This team is very, very, you know, set in stone. They've been playing with each other for years, and I think they're in the best possible spot that they can be in. So, you know, I definitely think that they're on the right track for, you know, the start of the year.
Yep. 5 minutes left to go here in the halftime break. 41-18, our score. I am Kirk Bone, joined along by Jackson Phelps. We're going to take another quick break here, and we'll be right back with more on our halftime and more in the second half coming up on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofound Football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
And welcome back here into Maryville High School as the Spoofhounds lead 41-18. And once again, the halftime break, the Derek Quinlan has a game high 14 points, and McCollum has the second most points of the contest with 13 points. It's been all Spoofhounds in this one. We have a minute 47 left in the halftime break. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back with more with the second half action from the Hound Pound on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
Back here at the Hound Pound, I am Craig McMullen, joined along by Jackson Phelps here at the Spoofhounds lead 41-18. We are about to begin second half play here from Maryville High School. We'll see if the Spoofhounds can continue their run that they had in the first half, or if South Harrison bounces back into this one.
Looks like both teams are getting ready to come out. You know, Maryville is up 41-18. You know, if I was Maryville, there's not too much to worry about right now, but just, you know, keeping your head on the prize. You know, don't let yourself get, you know, distracted or swayed away. So we'll see how this game, you know, continues.
McCollum kicks it up to Quinlan. Quinlan in the left corner, and his three is good to start this second half. 44-18, our score.
Not even 3 seconds into the game to work.
Now it's Cornette for the Bulldogs. Kicks it up to Booth. Booth in the left corner, and it's stolen away by Peyton McCollum. Peyton McCollum brings it up the court for the Spoofhounds over to Davis. Davis over to the left block, and his layup is good. 46-18. Spoofhounds going quick here to start the second half. Booth with it for the Bulldogs up against two Spoofhound defenders. Stolen away by the Spoofhounds. McKim up the court and passes over to Davis, and his layup is good for the right block.
Dylan Davis is kind of having a rocky first half. Gets with two straight buckets.
Booth kicks it over to Johnson. And the two-point basket for the Bulldogs is good, 48-20 our score. 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Three for the Spoofhounds, no good. Rolls off the rim, 48-20 stays our score. South Harrison with it. Johnson, layup no good. Rolls off the backboard. Peyton McCollum picks it up. Kicks it over to Freeman. And it rolls out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Dalton Davis will inbound here underneath the court, underneath the basket, over to Quinlan. Quinlan from the right corner, and his three is good. 51-20, our score.
Derek Quinlan show tonight here at the Hound Pound with yet another three to start this second half.
Booth kicks it over to McDaniel. The ball falls out of bounds. South Harrison will keep it. McDaniel tried to pass it over to Booth. Almost stolen away by Quinlan. Booth able to keep it. Passes over to Cornette in the left corner, and it falls out of bounds. It's a little bit too high of a pass for Cornette. Spoofhounds will have it back. Dalton Davis dribbles up the court. Passes it over to McCollum. McCollum over to Quinlan over in the right corner. Over to McCollum. Straightaway three, no good. Booth with it for the Bulldogs. Stolen away by Quinlan. Quinlan will take a three, and his shot no good. Booth now with it for the Bulldogs. Over on the left wing.
Maryville's running very fast right now. You know, South Harrison's trying to keep up with them.
Cornette, his three-point shot from the right wing, right corner, no good. Over to Davis. Davis drives into the paint, and his shot is good. 53-20, Spoofhounds lead with 5.5 remaining. Booth with it over to Cornette. Cornette over to Taggart. Over the Booth in the left wing. Over the Cornette. Back over to Taggart. Taggart passes into the paint to Johnson. Johnson over the Booth. To McDaniel. Over the Booth at the left block. Kicks out to the perimeter. Taggart, his three-point shot, no good. Rolls off the rim. Peyton McCollum comes up with the rebound. Dribbles up the court over to Davis. Davis, his layup underneath the basket is good. A little bit of help from his teammate. Colson Freeman was there. Quinlan steals it away here on the other end. Trying to lay it up to McKim. McKim, his shot, no good. 55-20, our score.
Maryville is running very fast, even too much for, you know, us to keep up with. You know, it's possession after possession, steal after steal. They're just managing to get their hands on this ball so fast and just get down really quick.
Peyton McCollum will go to the free throw line after being fouled. His first free throw is good, 56-20. Next free throw for McCollum And his free throw is good. 57-20, our score. Spoofhounds lead. 4:22 left in the second half, in the third quarter. Cornette from three for the Bulldogs over to Quinlan. Quinlan able to get the rebound over to McCollum. McCollum, his layup is good here on the other end. 59-20.
Great pass from Quinlan down court to find the wide open Peyton McCollum for the layup.
Taggart tried to go up for a shot for the Bulldogs, and the ball lands out of bounds. Stays with the Bulldogs as it was out on the Spoofhounds. Ball goes out of bounds again. And then we'll stay with South Harrison. Taggart to inbound. Trying to find somebody. Almost gets it stolen away. Johnson able to control it. Peyton McCollum steals it away. And his layup is no good. And rolls out of bounds.
Looks like Peyton McCollum went into the lane. He was trying to draw the foul coming on the oncoming defender. Just couldn't get the layup to go down with him.
Quinlan underneath the basket. Over to Vertaler. Vertaler in the left wing. Kicks it over to Quinlan in the right corner. And his three is good. 62-20. Quinlan continues his success from the three-point line tonight. Braxton Booth with it. Kicks it over to Taggart. Back over to Booth. Booth dribbles over. Short corner. Two. No good. Rebounded by the Spoofhounds. McKim. Over to Davis. Davis drives into the paint and gets it stolen away by Cornette. Cornette dribbles up the court. His layup is good. Right-handed layup. And it's now 62-22, our score, with 3:06 remaining here in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Spoofhound basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Welcome back into Maryville High School. The Spoofhounds lead 62-22 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Tate McCollum has it over on the right wing, over to Vertaler. Vertaler, top of the key, dribbles into the paint. Trying to go for two, guarded by two Bulldogs. And South Harrisonville able to retain it. Goes out of bounds over here on the other end. Off on the Spoofhounds. Taggart will inbound. Moving to McDaniel. In the corner, his three is no good. Rebounded by the Spoofhounds. Tate McCollum brings it up the court. Over to Couts. Passes over to Tally. Tally back over to Couts. To McCollum. Tate McCollum passes over to Tally. Trying to find an open shot. And McCollum from the corner, and his shot is no good. Rolls off the rim, but Vertaler was there to get the rebound and put the shot back up. 64-22 now our score.
Good take there by Vertaler to get the rebound and put it right back up. Very tough.
Booth. Pass over to Taggart, top of the key. Over to Cornette, over to Taggart. Taggart kicks it back over to Booth. Booth dribbles over to the free throw line, kicks over to Cornette. Cornette in the left corner. Over to Booth in the left corner. Over to Taggart. Taggart almost gets it stolen away by McCollum.
Tate McCollum with a good little lick there, but he just gets called with disgrace in the skin of the opponent.
It will stay South Harrison basketball as Taggart will inbound and gets it stolen away by the Spoofhounds. Couch dribbles up the court over to McCollum, and it will be Pointer with a three, no good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Over to McDaniel. McDaniel. His shot, no good. Back over to the Spoofhounds. Dawson Couch dribbles up the court for the Spoofhounds. Over to the left wing. And loses the ball out of bounds. And it'll go back to South Harrison. This one's slipping away a little bit from South Harrison, 64-22. Our score, Spoofhounds lead. A minute left in the third quarter. South Harrison. McDaniel. Has it over to Cornette. Back over to McDaniel. Over to Taggart. Taggart at the right block. Kicks out to the three-point line. And it is McDaniel. His three-point shot is good from the left wing. 34 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Tate McCollum brings up the court. Top of the key, McCollum. Kicks over to Talley. Kicks back out to McCollum. McCollum from the left wing, no good. Kicks over back out to Talley. Talley's three from the right corner, no good. Rebounded by the South Harrison Bulldogs. McDaniel passes over to Cornette. Cornette, his shot no good. Rebounded by the Spoofhounds. McCollum brings up the court. Chucks it up for three, and it is no good. 64-25. Our score after three. We're going to head to the fourth quarter here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound football comes from Millen-Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen-Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Back out here, starting the fourth quarter here in Maryville at the high school. Spoofhounds lead 64-25 with 7:50 left to go. South Harrison with it. It's Cornette. Tried to pass it over to Isaac Williams. And
Isaac Williams having the size that he does, it's gonna be hard to not, you know, get a foul, you know, for Maryville.
South Harrison will keep it. Taggart with it. Dribbles over to the right block and stolen away by McCollum. McCollum over to Couts, and his layup is no good. Back over to Taggart. Taggart dribbles up the court of the Pointer. Kicks it over to Booth for three in the left corner. No good. Rebounded by the Spoofhounds. McCollum takes up the court. Passes over to Tally, and his layup is no good.
Nice pass there by McCollum to find the open man. Looks like he was chilling out on the wing, but, you know, I think McCollum trying to draw him inside and, you know, pass the ball there and got him a chance at the line.
Tally, his free throw after being fouled is no good. 64-25 stays our score. Now we have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rolls off the rim. Rebounded by South Harrison. That's Cornette with it over the booth. Kicks over to Templeton. And a layup good by Isaac Williams.
Good ball movement there by South Harrison to find the big man underneath. That's what you got to do.
And here on the other end, it's Freeman with a bucket for the Spoof Hounds. 66-27 our score. Booth with it, dribbling up the court for the Bulldogs. And stolen away by Freeman. Freeman kicks over to McCollum. McCollum in the corner from the right corner for three. And it is good. 69-27 our score. Cooper Johnson over to Templeton. Templeton over to Cornette. Cornette has in the left wing. Kicks over to Templeton. Back over to Booth in the right corner. Over to Cornette, top of the key. Cornette thinks about what to do over the booth. Over to Williams. Williams, his layup is no good. Rebounded by the Spoof Hounds. It's Freeman taking it up the court for the Spoof Hounds over to McCollum. McCollum from three from the top of the key, and his three is good. He's been feeling it from three tonight. 72-27 now our score.
Tate McCollum making it look easy out there, getting two straight threes for the Hounds.
Booth with it over to Williams. Williams in the left corner. Kicks over to Templeton from three, and his shot is no good. Rolls off the rim. McCollum over to Vertaler. Vertaler passes over to Freeman, and Freeman's layup is good. 74-27, a timeout on the court. Sounded like they took a timeout, but it'll be South Harrison basketball. We'll keep it here. 74-27, our score. Booth with it dribbling up the court. Over the pointer, over to, excuse me, Cornette. Gets McCollum, steals it away for the Spoof Hounds. Top of the key. Kicks it over to Freeman. Freeman's shot is no good, rolls off the rim, and it lands out of bounds in front of the student section.
And yes, indeed, we do have a running clock.
Yep, running clock here in the fourth quarter, 74-27. Spoof Hounds have the lead. It's been all Spoof Hounds today. Spoof Hounds with the rebound off the missed two-point shot. McCollum has it from three, and good look, but no good. Freeman with it. Passes over to Talley. Back over to Freeman. Freeman drives into the paint. Over to Talley, and his layup is no good. Rebounded by Freeman. Tried to go back up, and the ball will land out of bounds, and it will go back to South Harrison. So the Spoof Hounds look like they're going to go to 4-0 on the season.
Great start for Maryville, you know, going up 4-0 to start the year. It's just a good way to look at, you know, for the rest of the season. So
Johnson with it over the booth. Booth over to Williams. Williams, his three-point shot from the left wing, no good. Rebounded by Talley. Over the pointer. Pointer thinks about taking a three. No, he passes over to Talley. Back over to Pointer. Pointer's three is no good. And rebounded by McKim. McKim puts it back up for two. 76-27 now our score.
Titus McKim with yet another rebound. He's been a big offensive threat just by him getting the rebounds on the offensive side.
Now stolen here on the other end by Kautz. Kautz dribbles up the court over the Pointer, and Pointer's layup is good, 78-27. Booth dribbles up the court for the Bulldogs. Kicks over to Cornette. Cornette over to Booth. Booth top of the key. Over to Johnson. And it will land out of bounds in front of the South Harrison bench. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. And with a minute 10 left, see how the Spoofhounds play this one. Weston Talley over to Dayton Talley. South Harrison almost steals it away. A three-point shot by Pointer, no good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. McDaniel over to Cornette. Cornette top of the key. Over to Templeton. And gets it stolen away by McKim. Over the Pointer. Over the Talley. And we have 25 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Pointer's layup is good, and that puts the Spoofhounds at the 80-point mark. 80-27, our score. 13 seconds left here in this one. Spoofhounds will dribble up the court here. And we'll head to 4-0 on the season. Spoofhounds win this one 80-27 over South Harrison here in at Maryville High School. Once again, I'm Kirk Mullen, joined along by Jackson Phelps. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our postgame here from Maryville High School on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center of Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillandDinsdaleSeed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCB KRNW.
And welcome back to Maryville High School as the Spoofhounds take the win 80-27. And before this game, the girls won in an overtime thriller that was That final score was 63-56 in overtime. So the Spoofhounds go to 4-0 on the season for the boys' side, and South Harrison on the boys' side falls to 1-5 on the season. Looking at the girls real quickly, the girls will go to 1-3, getting their first win, a wild one to get into the win column for the first time this season. And the South Harrison Bulldogs on the girls' side will drop to 3-3. Jackson, thoughts on the two games today?
You know, honestly, you know, one game was really tight, one game was a blowout, but, you know, we got, you know, two good games to see, you know, what kind of team both of these, you know, teams are. On the girls' side, you know, they have a lot of fight. You know, they started out the year 0-3, and then they got the win that they needed, and you know, just a great start, like a good kickstart for them to start their year off. It's the same thing on the boys. You know, they're now 4-0, and they look very composed, and their team chemistry is at an all-time high. And, you know, I think that they have a good chance to, you know, win their conference and go far in state, but they just got to keep their head on the prize, and that's all they got to do. And I think Maryville has a good shot this year.
Yep, we will see how the boys do the rest of the season, as after this one, the boys team will head to Platte Valley. That will be an away game, and then come back home to play Bishop LeBlanc. The game against Platte Valley will be tomorrow, December 8th. And then they'll be back home December 14th against Bishop LeBlanc. So the final 80-27, just looking real quickly at a stat from today's game, Derek Quinlan finished with a game high 23 points in today's game. Derek Quinlan, he was a big, huge factor, and he's been a special player this season, looking to finish off his senior year strong.
Yes, definitely. You know, Derek Quinlan, you know, he brought it from the football field over to the basketball court like he does every year. And, you know, I think that he's just a natural athlete. You know, you put him in any sport, and I think he'll do just fine. You know, water polo, and he'll do just fine. So, Derek Quinlan, Delton Davis, they still have that same chemistry. They're just, like I said at the beginning of the game, these guys are just athletes. They're fast. They have good vertical. They have good strength. You know, I just think that this team is just well-rounded with a ton of different, you know, assets. You know, you got speed, you got height, you got jump, you know, everything. So,
yep.
Derek Quinlan is definitely the best leader in Maryville High School, you know, for football and basketball. So, it's definitely fun to watch him in any sport.
Yep, and then over on the other side, we were talking about it too. For on the girls' side, we talk about Derek Quinlan here. Over on the other side, Jaylee Price, she had a crazy day from the 3-point line as well, and she's going to be a special player throughout the rest of the season. And it'll be interesting to see how after that overtime win for the girls' team, to see if they can bounce back and see if they can pick up a few wins and make their regular season interesting.
For sure. You know, it's just both of these teams coming off of that win, you know, they definitely have, you know, just the best start for them and the good kickstart for the girls' side. So can't wait to see where they end up, you know, getting to be able to call a couple more of these games and for the rest of this year. You know, most of them will be next semester after winter break. But, you know, I'm just really excited to be able to see where this team ends up and, you know, hopefully to see them go far in playoffs as well. So,
yep. We will take a quick break here and be right back with more here on the post game and wrap it on up from Maryville High School. Final score 80-27. We'll be right back on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. And Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Spoofhound Football on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling. Services include anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. Additional information at hallelujahcounseling.com. That's HALLELUJAH counseling.com. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at provisionliving.com and at 660-562-2799. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Welcome back into Maryville High School, wrapping up this game from Maryville High School. The Spoofhounds, the boys team, goes on to win 80-27 over the South Harrison Bulldogs. Just taking a look real quickly one last time on this one. Derek Quinlan finished with 23 points in this one. And then also it was a big factor in today's game was Delton Davis and also Peyton McCollum for sure. He the second, the leading scorer coming into this game on the Spoofhounds. Peyton McCollum was hitting three-pointers from all across the court here this evening. And then also Tate McCollum. He had some really nice three-point shots. He's only a freshman, and it'll be interesting to see how he does in his next few years as a Spoofhound. Taking a look over at South Harrison. South Harrison drops over now down to 1-5. They have Maysville up next. They go from Maryville to Maysville up next. And so that one will be, we will see if the South Harrison Bulldogs can get into the win column against Maysville. And then taking a look at the girls' side, the girls' team gets their first win of the season, goes to 1-3. Their next game is against Platte Valley also, and then they will head and play Liberty here at home. So final thoughts, Jackson, here as we get out of here at Maryville High School.
Yeah, you know, just great two games, being able to broadcast them. It was fun, you know, and like you were talking about the upcoming games, you know, they were just very important, you know, to start the year out pretty well. Hopefully the girls can bounce back next week, you know, and get another win, you know, just keep going on their season. But also for the boys, you know, to keep this season going on strong, you know, to go undefeated. That would be a really cool thing to see, go undefeated and go to the playoffs and see how far they can make it down. So, you know, just great thoughts after tonight, you know, getting to see both teams win. You know, fans in Maryville, you know, they're going to be happy going home tonight. And just for this weekend, you know, to start winter break for us, you know, it's just a good way to go home. So,
and a lot of good basketball here going throughout the winter break. We have Maryville Spoofhound basketball, the girls and the boys. And then we also have over on at Northwest, we have the Bearcats, the women's team doing really good to start the season. They're undefeated to start the season. And then also the men's team having a great start to their to the regular season also. So it's basketball season. It's a fun time here in Maryville. For Craig Mullen and Jackson Phelps here from Maryville Spoofhound, from Maryville High School, this has been Spoofhound Basketball, and we will talk to you next time here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Also from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at MTEOffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Support also comes from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW. We're on the road with the Spoofhounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.